from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good to have you with us right here on the T980 and the Odyssey app, along with Super Bowl champion Rick Doc Walker, who won one Super Bowl, which is a pretty darn big accomplishment. But Doc, I'm sorry, I'm going to do you better. I got a 4-time Super Bowl champion on the phone right now joining
this
us
guy's
on the
a
show.
Legend. What are you
absolutely
talking about?
An absolute legend. He was named to the Pro Football Hall of Fame Award of Excellence just a couple of years ago. Long time NFL assistant Tony Dungy called him the greatest assistant football coach in NFL history, and he's with the current Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where he won his last Super Bowl under Tom Brady and Bruce Arians and more. It is Tom Moore, the author of The Player's Coach, out now with Rick Stroud. Tom, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for doing this. How are you, sir?
Well, hey, thanks Coach. For having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Tom, you have been at this for, I think this is year 46, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
I guess the question is, I know you love the game. And I know you referred to your award in Canton, where I just was at the Pro Football Hall of Fame for the game and the enshrinement ceremony, as football heaven. I know you love the game, but why so long? Why haven't you said, enough is enough, I've given everything I've got?
Well, that's how much I love it. And I've not had enough. That's my problem. I'm 85 years old, and I tell people I'm not going to retire. I'm going to go till they carry me out boots first.
Love that. Coach, what do you still enjoy most?
Here's the thing. Until you're 85 years old, you have no idea how great a feeling it is to have a job and be able to work. It's the greatest, for me, it's a great feeling. And I truly enjoy it. I enjoy the process of preparing for a game. I enjoy probably the process of preparing for it as much as the game. But I enjoy the game, and then it's two great teams playing each other, and once it's over, it's over. Put it to bed and move on.
What do you enjoy most about still being involved in pro football?
The process.
Okay.
That you go through. You start the training camp. Of course, the training camps are nothing like they were when I first came in the
Amen
league.
Amen to that.
My first year in the league, we were in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, for 9 weeks. And we had 2-a-day sessions. Yep. With full pads and hit every day. And we had 6 preseason games. And, of course, that's all been tempered down. And that's okay. That's there's nothing wrong with that. It's the evolution of the game. But I enjoyed the training camp, the season. I enjoy the combine, watching the young guys work out and coming into the league. And there's really no aspect of the game that I don't enjoy.
We're being joined by Tom Moore, who is still an assistant with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers all these years after a legendary career as an assistant in Indianapolis with Tony Dungy, of course, on Chuck Knoll's staff in Pittsburgh, as you just kind of mentioned. He is the author of a new book, along with Rick Stroud, called The Player's Coach. And Tom, you've gotten to work with some of the greats of the greats of the greats. And I'm just curious, when And you know, I don't know if you explain this. I'm sure you explain this in the book because I haven't had a chance to fully read it yet. The art of dealing with greatness. How do you go about coaching greats like that have done it all, and whether it's Brady, who has reached that mountain 6 or 7 times by the time you work with him, or Peyton as a young guy, and then he finally reaches that mountain, but you know what he is. How do you go about relating to them, coaching them, and getting them better without saying, hey, you stink or you suck or whatever?
Well, there's a couple of things. Number one, I was very fortunate to get my start in the National Football League with Chuck Knoll. And Chuck's philosophy was, you're coaching the best and help the best get better.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you do that is teaching fundamentals and techniques so that they can improve and so they can play fast. And when I first came in the league, Len Swan came to me and he said, Tom, he said, John Stallworth and I, we can catch the ball, so we don't need a lot of catching drills, but do us a favor so we can play a long time and make a lot of money. Teach us what we don't know.
Mm.
And so I've always kind of used that philosophy and told other coaches, find out what your players think they need. Ask them, where can I help you? What do you need work on? And like with Swan and Starworth, teach us how to beat coverages, teach us how to read coverages, teach us what we don't know so that we can become better. And what you do is you make the best better. And that's kind of the philosophy I operate under.
You had so much consistency with Pittsburgh, the way you guys trapped. You ran your inside running game, to me, was priceless. And it helped you preserve your quarterbacks because you couldn't put pressure on Pittsburgh because you dice you up with that run game. Do you see that coming back in today's game at some point?
I think it'll come back. And it's, you know, everything is individual. In other words, I was with Pittsburgh. And we ran the trapping game, and that was our game. And to run the trapping game, the running back has to believe that the hole is going to be there when he gets there. And I went to Detroit, and we had Barry Sanders. And we didn't run the trap with Barry Sanders because that wasn't his thing. His thing was, give me the ball, and I'll find a hole. I'll make the guy miss. So that's what you did with Barry Sanders. With Franco Harris, you ran a trapping game because he believed the hole was going to be there when he got there. So you take each individual and find out what they do well, mm-hmm. and then incorporate that into your scheme. And like when we had Peyton Manning at Indianapolis, well, Peyton was special. And Peyton had the capability. He could get you to the best play or the best pass against what he saw at the line of scrimmage. So if that's true, we'll go no huddle and give him kind of an idea of what you're thinking and then let him pick the best play for that particular situation. And he was special at doing it. And had we not done that with him, I tell people, that arrested me for malpractice.
Well, it's all part, and all of this great football knowledge is all part of the Players Coach. New book out from Tom Moore, Pro Football Hall of Fame Award of Excellence winner, and still a current Tampa Bay Buccaneers assistant, along with legendary Bucs beat writer Rick Stroud. And he's with us here on the BetQL Guest Hotline on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app here in Washington, D.C. Tom, you mentioned Peyton. Obviously, you got a chance to work with Tom Brady before he retired, winning a Super Bowl together with him. You did what you did with Peyton and obviously Bradshaw before that. What was the main differences or difference, if you will, between Peyton and Brady specifically in your eyes?
Well, it's interesting. They were a lot more similar than different. They were both very intelligent. They were both the prototype pro quarterbacks, drop back passers. They both had great intelligence for the game. They both had a great commitment to be the very best at the game. And to be that, you got to be committed. And these two guys had the two things that quarterbacks really have to be great. And there's three things. In other words, you have to be able to recall or remember what you're taught. Then you have to process what you saw, and then you have to execute what you're supposed to do based on seeing and processing. And all that, you get about 1.8 seconds to do that. And those two guys could do it as well as anybody I've ever seen, as could Bradshaw.
Coach, I came out with Coach Dungy. We, in that class over in the Hula Bowl, Japan, this guy has not changed one iota. I've never seen a guy more violent that is so calm. Can you explain that to our audience about this dude who comes across, and he is what he is, but he's violent, but he's calm. And that's what I say about Dungy.
Well, when he came, I recruited him to the University of Minnesota.
Okay.
And he'd never flown before. And so I had to fly into Jackson, Michigan to get on the plane with him to bring him out to the University of Minnesota. And when he came out there as a freshman, he was a little bit of a hothead. And so I finally called him in. I said, Tony, we got to change this whole demeanor. If you're going to lead this team and you're going to be the guy that runs this operation, you got to get under control. Mm. And he did. And he did. And he said that same thing my father told me, but the coach has told me. And so he did it. And Tony was so smart. Tony had those three qualities that Peyton and Terry and Brady had in college. And we ran a no huddle in college, and Tony called his own plays in college.
Mm. Mm.
Interesting.
Doesn't surprise me.
Tom Moore is the greatest NFL assistant coach of all time. That's the words of Tony Dungy, we were just talking about, and was honored Pro Football Hall of Fame Award of Excellence just a couple of years ago, and he's still coaching all these years later with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Tom, that leads me to my final question. We thank you so much for your time. Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders come down to Raymond James Stadium on Sunday to take on your Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You've been a guy, again, around so many great quarterbacks. When you think of Jaden Daniels, even before you see him play in person in a regular season game, what do you think, and how optimistic are you?
Well, I truly loved him. I watched the tape. I watched all of his college tape from his playing days in college, and I was impressed with him. I think he's a great talent. I think he's going to have truly a great career in the National Football League. And the coaching staff there has got an excellent staff with Cliff Kingsbury, you know, leading the offense. So there's nothing but the sky's the limit for him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom, thank you so very much,
Coach,
for doing this. It is truly an honor. I mean, I've watched you from afar, getting to talk to you here, and you know, Doc Walker, you know, who's won, like I said, a Super Bowl, you know, with the Washington Redskins. You know, I tell him all the time how envious and jealous, if you will, I am of having that moment. But you, sir, you are NFL legend and legacy and
absolutely
everything that is good about the game. So thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks, Coach.
And look forward to seeing you down there on Sunday.
Well, thank you, and the reason I've got those rings and that induction in the Hall of Fame, that's because of the players I've coached. I've had the opportunity to coach some of the greatest players who've ever played the game.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate
thanks,
you.
Coach.
Good luck this year, and thanks again for doing this. And we encourage everybody to read the Players, Coach. We appreciate you.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, that is the legendary Tom Moore. Again, current Buccaneers assistant. So he'll be coaching against Jaden Daniels and the Commanders. You heard what he just said. I think he's a great talent. Sky's the limit. I mean, he said he watched every college game. The guy's 85 years old, and yet he's still watching every game and break. Just unbelievable, right? I mean, you talk about a love and a passion for the NFL and for football. To be doing what Tom Moore is still doing, and then to write a book about it, and to be able to touch as many great athletes as he has. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.